The 115th Congress begins January 3rd, which means there's just over a month to tie up loose ends and lay out strategies for the coming year. Beltway area lawmakers especially have to balance new leadership with the wishes of their constituents, many of whom are federal employees and government contractors. Joining me with more, Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Meredith, let's start with what happened on election night in and around D.C. and what that means for our local congressional delegations.
For this story, I looked at the districts that are in or right around the Beltway. And for those of our listeners not familiar with Washington, areas like Arlington, Fairfax, Virginia, Bethesda, Silver Spring, and Maryland, they have a lot of federal employees that work there and also live there, and also a number of big government contractors that have their headquarters, or at least a pretty big office, out in the suburbs. Now, in Maryland, it was a pretty clean sweep of Democrats. Notably, Chris Van Hollen, who's currently serving in the House, won the seat that's being left open by retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski, who I found out today has a pretty great recipe for crab cakes on her website.
Oh, yes, she does. Yes, she does. She's well known for that.
Yes. And
she comes from a baking family.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, because I saw it and I was like, that just seems a little, I mean, more power to her. But yeah, there's...
Yes, the Mikulski's Bakery was well known in Baltimore.
Huh, well, that would explain the recipe then. So former Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown also won a spot in the House, and Democrat Representative John Delaney kept his seat, and Jamie Raskin, he's a senator in the Maryland General Assembly, also won a seat. Now, over in Northern Virginia, Jerry Connolly, who is also in the House, ran unopposed in the 11th District, and Don Beyer, also a Democrat, won his seat again. But Representative Barbara Comstock is one of the few Beltway Republicans to keep her seat.
Meredith, you have reached out to some of those members and got some answers back. What did they have to say?
I should say that I reached out to all of them and didn't get too many responses, but of the ones that
they're hungover after a night like that.
Yeah,
At least they were when you asked them.
Yeah. I did talk, however, with Congressman Don Beyer. He represents Arlington County, Alexandria Falls Church, places that are right across the Potomac River from Washington.
Volvo territory.
Yeah. And I asked him where his focus is in finishing up not only this session, but heading into a new administration. And he said he wants to see agreement on the National Defense Authorization Act, which includes an amendment on government purchasing, and which is still in conference right now. As for next session, Beyer said he's playing careful defense, and his longer-term goals are bringing federal pay closer to what the private sector makes and making sure future oversight investigations are done fairly, because there was a lot of oversight meetings this year. Here's Beyer.
Too often on Capitol Hill, oversight turns into witch hunts, angry, ugly shouting matches, not for the federal employees, but from the people on the podium, on the dais. So I want to make sure that we do oversight in a way that is effective investigative work, holding people accountable, but always done with respect for individuals and for truth.
All right. So Congressman Don Beyer, recently reelected, he's an amiable guy. But what are the chances, Meredith, of achieving some of those goals he just outlined?
Well, around here, and not just at Federal News, but around Washington, the federal workforce is something that's always present, or at least considered, because they're either our neighbors or commuters next to us in traffic, or the contractors that are the local businesses. And across the country, there are obviously federal offices and military bases. But some of the experts I talked to said it can be tough getting federal employees into the spotlight of some of these areas where they might not have a presence. Here's Bob Tobias, a professor at American University's Key Executive Leadership Program.
Most members of Congress are not really interested in federal employees and their issues, unless there's attendant publicity involved when an agency makes a mistake. Most members of Congress don't put these issues on the top of their priority list.
That was Bob Tobias, a professor in American University's Key Executive Leadership Program. So we'll have to see what happens when Congress comes back in session this week and after the holidays when the new Congress takes over.
Well, you know, of course, Donald Trump has said that he wants to make it easier to fire federal employees, and that kind of rankles the local representatives. We don't know what Barbara Comstock thinks. She hasn't gotten back to you. But even as a Republican, that doesn't always go down real well. And it would also require a rewrite of Section 5 of the U.S. Code change that. So that's a heavy lift, maybe something Trump wouldn't necessarily want to invest in.
Well, some of the experts that I talked to said someone like Barbara Comstock can kind of sharpen the edges of the potential legislation that can come down, because she, you know, is on the Republican side, but she also has to deal with constituents and go home when she has to come home at night from Capitol Hill and wave to her neighbor after, you know, signing something that's either going to shrink the workforce or totally overhaul an agency.
And he's also talked about a hiring freeze that is President-elect Trump has, and Well, for that matter, so does every incoming president. Yeah. I think there have been federal hiring freezes even during the 8 years of Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a GAO report from 1982 that had looked at hiring freezes going back to 1977, which would have been Jimmy Carter. And what GAO found way back then, mm-hmm. how many years ago is that, that hiring freezes are not effective ways to control the federal workforce.
Oh,
I doubt that's changed in the intervening quarter century, but third of a century since that one came out. So Congress is going to have a lot to do with. I guess it's mainly protection is the mode that you're finding the local delegations are in.
Absolutely. They've only got a couple of weeks left of this current Congress, and then there's going to be new faces and a whole new agenda. And they've got to balance, going home and seeing the same faces that they're dealing with when they go to work.
Well, if you wanted to live in interesting times, then you got your wish.
Yep.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.